Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the third chapter. If then, brothers, you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Indeed. Alleluia.
If you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Now, this needs more explanation. For Jesus said to Nicodemus, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? We've not often been taught to seek God in the heavenly places, have we? As Moses preached, the commandment is not in heaven, that you should say, who will ascend into heaven and for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Paul himself cited that passage to say that no one must ascend to heaven to bring Christ down. Rather, the word is already near us. It's in our hearts and in our mouths because faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. We're used to hearing that Christ is for us, not far away, but right here, present in his earthly means. He's deep in the flesh, therefore he is deep in the ordinary things of his church, in our preaching, in the sacraments. Like we heard yesterday, he is delivering this word on earth. And yet today Paul says to look up, not down. Consider heaven, not earth. And he adds in another confusion by saying, you have been raised with Christ. We know this is confusing because Paul had to address it already in his own letters when people asked, has the resurrection already happened? Well, no, you won't miss it. There will be trumpets, there'll be an angel's sound, there'll be the voice of Christ raising all of the dead, changing any of us who happen to be left alive then to be just like them. But here in today's text, Paul does not have in view the bodily resurrection, but rather a spiritual resurrection, a raising, the resurrection that holy baptism has already made for us by joining us to Christ's true death and resurrection, giving us its power and its saving benefits. So here we are. Easter has been commemorated again. We've remembered our baptisms, perhaps even witnessed new baptisms after the long period of spiritual warfare and after Christ has called us back again by his passion. Just as Christ's resurrection opened up the slow hearts and minds of his disciples to grasp his teaching and work and finally to start putting it into practice, well, so Paul says it is to be with us, dear Christians. We belong to this Jesus. Where he goes, we will go too. He is raised from death, and so our fallen world's greatest concern, think about this, can't remain our worry. What is more, Christ is elevated and raised also to the Father's right hand. Paul urges us then to live life here, not as it seems to be here, not what everyone indeed wants us to believe and to be just another part of this world's machine, a cog turning, a consumer buying, a bundle of desires and passions seeking their own expression. Now, these are as far from Christ as earth from heaven. They're the way of life that we must actually put to death and keep putting to death, because they're no life at all. They're not a life that lasts. They're not a life that is safe at all. From the rank and obvious sins to the more subtle ones, covetousness, which Paul has to say really is idolatry. These all make great sense to our age. Our present unbelieving world is just now beginning to return to the sort of rampant wickedness that Paul knew very well. So these words apply to us again, finally, if they didn't already. Lift up your eyes. Set your minds and thoughts elsewhere. Gain the vantage point of Christ our Lord, to whom you are joined through baptism. Do not let the creed that you confess every day be mere facts recited, even facts that you might believe. But have your mind so fixed on them, fixed there with Christ, so that your heart and your body and your soul and your conversation are all made to feel very awkward in this life every day. Awkward to still have to be among this world's thoughts, even though those seem to be the common, normal things. Whereas death might be the most reasonable fear, the resurrection of Christ has turned that fear away forever. Whereas sins might only be desirable self-expression, or maybe lessons to be learned from, or pitfalls to avoid, no, for you, they're different. They are dead and buried. For you, the treasure that is most priceless is that sins are forgiven. Thus, do not wallow in the muck or in the fear of the grave, but walk with your head held high in Christ Jesus your Lord. Death is past. Life alone remains in Christ. How, though, do we overcome this metaphor of St. Paul's? And how do we reconcile it with all of these facts that we certainly do uphold? Christ's bodily resurrection has to be real. Of course it is. And our own resurrection at the last judgment, that must be every bit as real. And how about the reality that no one can ascend to heaven by some kind of act of the mind? Well, recognize that what the gospel proclaims here on earth is not for this earth. It's certainly not for this earth alone. Yes, you will hear the word of God preached in every tangible and earthly means, just as Nicodemus had to learn. But know that its testimony is not from man. Its testimony is from the Holy Trinity. It is from Christ himself, who is living and who is ascended to the heavenly places. His gospel comforts sinners likewise, not because they ought to remain comfortable in their sins, but because you at last can and will be free from them by Christ's life and death. If you have been freed from death for a perfect and enduring life, that is the truth. Though it is a life that is largely hidden now until the last day. But here again, dear Christians, is the promise for you now. It's a heavenly one. It's disclosed on earth, but it sets your minds and your hearts where they ought to be, with Christ now by faith, certain of what will at last be manifested, that is, seen, totally visible, tangible, recognizable, just as if you were on earth reaching out and touching it, then as it already has been in him in his own resurrection. So Paul says, when Christ appears, then you will appear you will be seen to be with him and in his glory. So Paul says that this same Christ is your life already now. Until this earthly life passes away for good, then, live dead to all of its low and wallowing ways. Because in Christ, you are above all that. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Oklahoma District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Charles and Cheryl Ferry, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.